Let's start out by turning over to Revelation 21. Revelation 21, and we'll read 1 through 4. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also there was no more sea. Then I saw John, the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, no sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Is this something that we're looking forward to? Do we enjoy this world as it is now? Can we wait for this new kingdom to be here? I don't think so. I don't want to. It's the way things are going today, it's getting very, very bad. And we do know that it will come to an end, and this new kingdom will be established. If any one of us thinks for a moment, I can't wait until this world is destroyed and the people get what they want, then we have a big problem. Or get what they deserve, I should say. Then we do have a big problem. We're not living and trusting in the Word of God. And that will lead us to problems that may be underlying, maybe a certain problem that we have a trouble overcoming. Say, anger, for instance. Because if we want this world to be destroyed, to see what the people get, then we have a problem with anger. This world will be destroyed, not by anger, but through mercy. God did it before. He's going to do it again, and this will be the last time. God's anger led to a judgment, but his punishment was through mercy. Can we say that our anger and the punishment that we want to administer is through mercy? Not likely. If we ever thought harm to anyone who has offended us or made us angry, we then can't very well say that we're merciful. Let's turn over to Genesis 4, and we'll read 6 through 7. Genesis 4, and we'll start in verse 6. The Lord said to Cain, Why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not well, sins lie at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. Cain didn't rule over his anger very well. He was angry because of his jealousy. His brother had brought a better offering than he did. But it wasn't really about what was brought. It was about the attitude and what it was brought in. Cain obviously had a lackadaisical attitude in this aspect. He was very dedicated. He brought the best of what he had. He gave his all. Cain didn't. Therefore, our God was pleased with Abel, and he wasn't pleased with Cain, which led to his jealousy and anger. Jealousy and anger doesn't go well together. They can cause all kinds of problems. Now, let's read through verse 8. Now Cain talked with his brother Abel, and it came to pass when they were in the field, Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him. That's what his jealousy brought him, to kill his own brother. Cain may have had deep-rooted anger in him. He may have been an angry person, maybe all his life, maybe just part of his life. We don't know. But the bottom line is if we do have a deep-rooted anger, it won't take much to bring it out. This very simple act of an offering brought out Cain's jealousy. And look where it got him. It got his brother dead, and it got him condemned. Moses, he got his punishment because he was angry also. He wasn't allowed to cross over into the promised land. All he could do is look at it. God was merciful, though, in his punishment, as he was with Cain. Cain did get to live, but he didn't get to live how he wanted to live. We read in Deuteronomy 3:23 of the account of Moses where he wasn't allowed to cross over into land. Let's take a look at, we'll read verse 27. Deuteronomy 3, we'll go to verse 27. Go up to the top of Pisgah, and lift your eyes towards the west, the north, the south, and the east. Behold it with your eyes, for you shall not cross over this Jordan. He did allow Moses to look at it and, I guess, dream about it. But he wasn't allowed to go because he transgressed God's laws. He was angry. He didn't listen to God. He let the people get to him. Jonah also, he spent 3 days in the belly of a fish because of his anger towards the people of Nineveh. He didn't want the task that God had given him. He was obviously riding on a high horse. He thought because he was called and he was better than these people that he saw was doing evil continually, that he thought that they should be destroyed. So he continually disobeyed God, and God had to punish him. But God did show his mercy for the people of Nineveh for their turning from their evil ways. He also continually had shown mercy on Jonah. You could read this whole book of Jonah. It's pretty good. It's very interesting, and it really explains God's mercy. Who was Jonah to condemn these people? Did he know these people as God knows these people? If he did, then he wouldn't have judged them to condemnation. You know, there are many examples of the disastrous results of man's anger in the Bible, and many more of God's mercy, because he is slow to anger. And this is the title of my sermon, at Slow to Anger. What about us? What sets off our anger? Is it jealousy? Intimidation? Perhaps a coworker stepping on your toes, trying to prove their worth? Or is it all of the people in the society today? Do we assume that God is angry just because the end is coming? And that gives us the right to be angry? Just because we were called. We were called to a task just like Jonah and Moses was. Jonah didn't have the right to be angry. Moses didn't. And we don't have the right to be angry. Only God does. He has only good purpose for what he does. He's the only one who knows our hearts and who's going to repent and turn to him. So, no, we don't have the right to be angry at anyone, not even ourselves. If we find that we're too hard on ourselves, we can become depressed, and that could lead to lack of interest in our studies, causing a lack of growth. Then it's all downhill from there. Everything snowballs. Things just keep continuing down and down. And that's what Satan wants. That's what he does. He likes to see us fall. You know, he may control this world, but he still does have influence over us. And if we let that influence grow and become more prominent, then it will grow more and more things will happen to turn us away from God. Paul also, he knew how hard it was to overcome anger. Let's turn over to Ephesians 4:26. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. So here he's telling us we have to, he knows we're going to be angry. He was angry. But we have to control that anger. We can't let it lead to uncontrollable wrath. He also knew that we couldn't let it fester and build up because it will get worse. And when it gets worse, well, verse 27, nor give place to the devil. That's what he's waiting for. He's waiting right there, right at our feet. He's just waiting for us to slip up so we can just keep adding more and more sin to our lives and pull us away. Let's continue in verse 31. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. See, he also knows that we can't handle anger like God handles anger. God may be angry, but it's not uncontrolled anger. He does it out of love and mercy. He teaches us. He may punish us, and punishment may be severe. But it's for our own good. Let's continue on. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, through Christ, constantly forgives us whenever we ask for it. It's not easy overcoming a problem that we may have, whatever it is, whether it's anger or it doesn't matter. Laziness, don't want to study, lack of love for each other. It's hard to overcome. But we know that there is one thing that is sure. God is merciful. And all we have to do is remember to go to Him. Whenever we feel any of these things, go to Him, ask for help, ask for ourselves, ask for one another. So let's be sure not to let any one of us lose our places in the kingdom.